Hi, it's me, Kettle again. I thought I would record another ramble fap for you guys. I am pretty excited already, so I'm gonna keep my hands off myself at least in the beginning. I've been reading the comments that you left and listening to some of the audios you've sent me, and it's been really great. I love listening to you guys, and I love thinking about you listening to me. It gets me off, really, and so I'm just excited to make another. I'm going to I don't know, preface this with a open invitation. Consider this a call to action. I've been having so much fun doing the rambles that I want to invite anybody else to come do rambles with me. I know a lot of my favorite creators here mostly make scripted content, and a lot of you haven't posted in a long time, and that's okay. But I love listening to you, and the thing that I love the most is the sounds that you make. I love listening to you come. I love listening to you tease and edge yourself and do it for us. It's really fucking hot. And so, if you haven't posted in a long time, or maybe you post all the time, or maybe you're someone who's never posted at all. I was a long-time listener, first-time caller until last week, so I don't know. Come be a ramble rebel with me. I'm starting a ramble revolution, so you are all cordially invited, and you should be a ramble slut with me. Okay. The story I wanted to tell was kind of about how I realized I had a voice kink in the first place. And I kind of have a funny story about it. When I was in college, they make you do this like freshman orientation. They like corral all the kids together and like force you to make friends, kind of. There was this guy in my like day pod or whatever, and he had the hottest voice I'd ever heard in person up until that point. It was sonorous and deep and hypnotic, and I felt my ovaries explode. Like, the second he said my name, I wanted to be like, impregnate me immediately. It was visceral, and I just couldn't stop talking to him. He was also really tall, and his hair was like kind of long, and I'm a sucker for long hair. And I don't know, he was like a bigger guy, and the reason his voice sounded so good was because he was a music student. I think he sang tenor or bass or something, and I could have listened to him say anything for hours on end. And so at some point during the orientation, he said something about how he was going to join the radio club. The school that I went to had like a university like radio station, and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go do that as my whatever elective it is that he had to do." Or maybe it was just for fun. It doesn't matter, because as soon as he said that, I was like, I'm also absolutely interested in radio. I definitely am going to sign up for that club. And he was like, really, you're into radio? And I was like, Yeah, of course I am totally into radio. Listen, Chad, I have never been into radio. I've never done anything like that before. I just wanted an excuse to keep talking to him. And then I was determined to be like, I'm going to see this man at least once a week. I'm going to make sure my show is booked like right after his so that I can run into him. And I tried to get with him, oh gosh, like all of college, and I was definitely flirting with him pretty hard freshman year, and it just never happened. Now, technically part of it was that he had a girlfriend, but she was a terrible bitch, and we were all very happy when they broke up, but because he's an honorable and nice guy, nothing ever happened between us, but we did get kind of close. One time we, it was too hot to sleep in the dorms, and I was in like a really old building that didn't have AC at all, and so we ended up going for this midnight walk by the chapel, and as we were walking around the building, you know, just sort of talking about nothing and being up really late, and he kept making these like weird adjustments to like how, like what path he was walking, and I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, because I was moving to get out of the way of like lampposts or, you know, whatever, because we were just sort of aimlessly moving, and he was like, I don't want anything to separate us. Like, it's bad luck or something. I always want to be next to you, so I don't want things to cut in between. And I was like, that's so romantic. Like, what? You can't just say things like that to me when you sound like that. But I had a fantasy of fucking him in the sound booth, considering that I had contrived a very, what I thought was romantic-ish, rom-com-ish scenario where, you know, we would just happen to run into each other all the time. And I don't know, maybe he would notice me or whatever, but nothing really came of it. But I can tell you the most bold I ever was trying to get my sound booth fantasy off the ground was Halloween, because one, I love costumes, and two, you can dress like an absolute slut and no one can say anything because it's Halloween. I learned that from a movie. So I dressed as like a sexy Alice from Alice in Wonderland, and the skirt was so short that none of my ass was covered when I sat. It was outrageous. I can't believe I wore it. And in platform heels, no less, around campus. I like literally went to class like that because I was like, I don't care. Like, I want to be a little trampish because I love this holiday and I want to fuck this. I want to fuck this guy in the radio booth. And my whole plan was to go early because my show was right after his show, and sneak into the booth while he was still broadcasting and, you know, see if I couldn't sweet talk him out of his pants. Especially because the booth was like kind of in a common area, so there was a window so you could see if someone was recording, but the window was kind of high so you could only see like the top of people's heads if they were sitting at the desk. Sorry, I got a little excited. I don't want to come too fast, but Just the thought of going in there and in my really, really ridiculously short skirt, just, you know, sitting in his lap and, I don't know, saying something stupid, like asking him how the controls worked, or maybe just grinding on him a little bit so that he would say things to me. Or maybe we would talk about nothing and just let his voice wash over me. I thought about how hot it would be sucking his fat fucking cock under the desk while he tried to keep talking, keep doing his show, while I knelt in front of him. I would think about if that window was tall enough, if he'd bend me over the desk, no one could see me anyways. Oh, fuck, and if we turned the light off. Oh, you could barely see in and he could just fuck me in that booth. Oh, and I fucking would have let him. All he had to do was ask, and I would have fucked his brains out for days. I could just think about his hands on my hips or on my throat. God, I wish he would have just taken me. That he would have gotten tired of my teasing. Oh, my fat fucking mouth. And just had me. I can't wait. I'm sliding this toy across my fucking clit. Oh, and it's making me shake. Ooh, and every now I just let it slip. Oh, inside of me, fuck, it feels so good. Thinking about him talking to me. Ooh, talking to me while he pumps that big fucking cock inside of me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, you're making me come so fast. Oh, I know that he didn't mean to be, but that man teased me. He teased me. for 4 years. Oh, I had to listen to him say nice things to me and call me sweet and good. Oh my God, he was lethal. And then I would, at night I would touch myself in the dorms. And I'd think about him. I would go early just to let him let me sit in the booth and chat. He played music. I don't remember what kind anymore. It didn't matter. But he had a voice for jazz. Fuck, that's so deep. Oh my God. Hold on, let me move the mic so I'm not breathing into you directly. Fuck, that felt really good. Thanks for staying with me. I like that you listen. I like thinking about what my voice does to you. It makes all of this so much hotter, and I don't know, intoxicating. And hopefully it convinces one of you to come ramble with me. Yeah, join my revolution and we can ramble together. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm smiling from ear to ear. Thank you, that was really something. I'm gonna maybe clean up a little and post this. Thanks.